police, alleged robber tells bank workers he is a mob boss's, demands $50,000. By Amy Furr on March 24, 2023. A Pennsylvania man is accused of robbing a bank in West Mifflin on Wednesday and telling employees he is a mob boss. 31-year-old Daniel Butzel Jr. allegedly robbed the First Commonwealth Bank on Mountain View Drive. An employee in the building claimed that while she interacted with him, he made statements that made her feel uneasy, we reported Friday. The suspect allegedly said he was a mob boss and wanted $50,000 put on his chime card. Meanwhile, a second employee claimed Butzel told them, "This is a stick-up." According to the online dictionary, Merriam-Webster, the term mob boss refers to someone who controls part of an organized criminal group. When authorities finally took Butzel into custody, officers said he relayed what he told the people inside the bank. "I told them it was a robbery," he reportedly said. The suspect is now being held at the Allegheny County Jail. Apparently, this is not his first run-in with the law. In August 2017, a suspect who was wanted after a double shooting in McKeesport that killed one woman and critically injured a man turned himself into authorities, we reported at the time. Allegheny County Police said Daniel Leon Butzel Jr., 25, also known as Boog Bray, surrendered Wednesday night on charges of homicide, attempted homicide, aggravated assault, recklessly endangering another person and firearms violations. Police issued a warrant for his arrest 2 days after the shooting. Butzel was arrested a few weeks after one victim, 23-year-old Samantha Glavora, died. However, Lieutenant Andrew Sherman said officials believed a man was likely the intended target, but the young woman was standing beside him. Video footage shows police vehicles at the scene, where investigators located 13 spent 9M cartridge casings, along with 10 strike marks on some nearby concrete steps. Officers arrived at the scene at approximately 10:30 p.m. the night of the shooting and found the victims on Fifth Avenue. Clavora had been shot 6 times, which eventually killed her. The shooting was reportedly retaliation for the death of Diaz Petty, a person found shot in June of that year on Lyle Boulevard, the outlet continued. Court documents said when Butzel approached Glavora and the victim the night of the shooting that he blamed the victim for the shooting death of Petty. The victim told police Butzel pulled out a gun and pointed it at him and Glavora. Court documents say the man stated, "You gonna kill me?" And that's when Butzel opened fire. The man involved told officers Butzel was the shooter and was able to identify him through a photo lineup. The suspect was then held on several charges inside the Allegheny County Jail. However, KDKA reported on July 29, 2019, that Judge Randall B. Todd found Butzel not guilty in the shooting death of Clavora.